You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA. Everybody knows that every Monday I have somebody very, very special. This guest is very special to me. I know my dear friend for many, many years. I know her husband even longer. They all are in the music business, and this is why this meeting today in my own home, and I will explain why we are recording this show in own home. This is why it's so special to me. We have Chrissy Lomax. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello, Ilona. It's so great to see you.
Imagine this voice, and this already suggests that she is very sassy, very sexy, very raspy, rock chick with amazing, amazing songs and amazing life story. That's what makes me so excited to just talk to her today and just make people loving her like I do love her. Chrissy, I know we'll be listening to your song, which you are working on a new album. We'll start from the beginning. Yes. I will let you to talk. And we will be playing two of your songs. The first song title is?
This Is My Life.
Okay, let's listen to your song.
Take it all, but I know I
really, really great, powerful song. Life,
really?
Yeah, it's tough, up and down, but I want people to know a little bit about you. Can you just describe us who you are, what are you doing? You're a Canadian with Polish roots, which that's why I love you so much, and your husband is also Canadian, Joe Primo. Oh my gosh, amazing engineer. You will tell a little bit about your husband too to our listeners. Then I will give microphone to you. Tell us how many years ago you came to America and what was your life in Canada like and what you are working on. And I stop you probably.
Yeah,
and I will just
well,
start
stop there. That's a loaded question.
Yes.
I have to figure out which question to start with. But yes, my husband and I, Joe Primo, we met in the recording studio in the mid-80s. He was my engineer, and he was the best engineer I ever worked with, so I thought, I'm going to marry that man.
I liked it.
And I did, and we got married in 1989 and left Toronto and came to the Los Angeles area. 2 years ago, March, we were sworn in as U.S. citizens, so now we carry both citizenships, Canadian, eh? And U.S.
Canadian.
As well.
Yeah,
I like
this ending.
I do have Polish roots, and definitely comes out in cooking and eating for sure. The music industry has been a long one for me. I started writing and recording, or writing songs and performing songs, I think when I was back 8 years old. And I started playing the guitar and I taught myself every chord. I thought I made up these chords.
No.
And then one day I found out, oh,
what
is this? This is called a D? Oh, D, I played. I made that one up. And they say, no, this is a C. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, this is a D minor. Oh, really? They all have names. I thought I made up every chord that I played. Then I found out, oh, they really are guitar chords. So I've always played a guitar just to assist myself, just to accompany myself. And I performed across Canada in the late 70s, and once I finished high school, and performed in the U.S. as well with a Canadian band called Concan, and I did backup singing and lead singing for that band as well, and that was in the late 80s, I guess. Aging myself.
No, you know, this is, you know what? I just love America right now. Many, many years ago, we all wanted to hide our past and say, oh, this happened so many years ago. Right now, I think everything is a so strong focus on artists, who the artist is, not if artists could be 80, if sells CDs, we are crazy about. You have so wonderful past. And like you said, started from age almost 8.
Yes.
You know, then you have great history, and me too. But
yes,
this is because you went through this journey. Today, what we'll be listening, your song,
yes,
will show who you are right now, but you know, that's,
yeah,
your past days. I love it.
It is true, and I fought for my life, basically. In the early 80s, I was home for Christmas from being on the road, performing on the road as a road musician, your own driver, your own roadie. You're doing all the work, playing all across Canada in all weather, sometimes 7 nights a week from Toronto to Newfoundland and all through the province of Quebec. And I came home for Christmas, and it was December 23rd of that year, and I went to my father's company's cocktail party for Christmas and got in the back seat to get a ride home with somebody, and that car got in an accident, and for the next 4 years, I was recovering from that.
4 years?
4 years. It was full recovery was 4 years, and I had a lot of injuries from head to foot. I had multiple skull fractures, which then made my brain swell. I had loss of vision and memory for a few months. And I couldn't walk, and the doctors weren't sure if I would walk again. And I had internal injuries and ribs broken on one side, punctured a lung, the other lung punctured. But the whole thing was I was pretty broken up, and they put me together, and I was pretty well considered a miraculous recovery. After 4 years, everything came back to the best that it could. So needless to say, during that time, my musical career kind of went on the back seat because I was into recovering and getting healthy. And So all along the years, my music has always been part of my life because, you know, you're a songwriter too.
Absolutely.
People say, are you still writing songs? It's, you know, I'll be writing songs to the day I die. That's kind of what you do.
It's your life.
Anything that happens, it's like, gee, that's a good song. You're just always writing a song. Every day is a song. Just like every day is a I Love Lucy episode, right?
Absolutely. And we love it forever. And we rewind and watch again and again.
Exactly. So I just, you know, I recovered from that, came back really strong. And the neurosurgeon that repaired my skull in that night in the emergency room, months after, he said to me, it was your will to live. That's the reason you're here, Chrissy, he goes, because when I opened up your scalp and saw what happened to your skull, he said, I thought you'd be up there with the angels. He said, so all I can think of, you're here because of your will to live. And I've stuck to that and really learned how to believe in myself, no matter how many times you get the door shut on you. And you know, in this industry, it's you're never good enough, you know.
Never
so you
enough.
Just have to think, okay, well, I'm good enough for me and I'm going to be the best I can for me and believe in myself. And that's why today I still am a singer-songwriter. I am still recording, working on my third independent CD. I have been a vocal coach in the studio, helping others learn how to sing. And also, I've become a fitness professional, and I got certified as a Pilates instructor. I'm a personal fitness trainer, and I started my own marathon and half marathon endurance team called Team Believe, because
Crazy.
It's about believing in yourself. And they told me, Ilona, they told me, the doctors told me that by about 1998, I will need assistance walking with a cane, a walker.
Oh,
and you know, since 2000, I've race
You're running
27 marathons. I'm a race walker, and I've race walked 27 marathons, and I don't know how many half marathons, and I've coached about 1,500 people of all ages, shapes, and sizes to a finish line in a marathon or half marathon. Last weekend, we just did the Wine Country Half Marathon. How great is that?
You know what? This sounds like really fun, and I think this is like almost another accent on, because obviously the fitness side of your life and way how you deal with people and helping them survive their own problems in life. And I know this is like one of
yes.
the coolest story, and I
Thank
want
you.
To talk about that. And we'll have time today.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure we can talk a little yes. bit more about that. Yes, you see, everybody here, we have Chrissy. The woman is not one Chrissy, is many Chrissys. Okay? I love this about you. And, you know, like you say, up and down, up and down. You started your beautiful future really being 4 years not being able to do anything. You needed to survive and
yes.
build the strength to just become who you are today. And I want people to also find you. And on Facebook, you have a place that they can little know more about you, yes?
Absolutely.
Can you give us some address?
Yes, I have my music is my website for my music, and it's my domain name. It's www.chrissylomax.com.
And we need to spell that, please.
Yes, my name is spelled Chrissylomax, chrissylomax.com. And there they'll be able to hear some parts of my first and second CD there. Third is upcoming, and that first song you heard, This Is My Life, is going to be from my third CD. In and around working, because I work every day helping people believe in themselves and be the best they can be. Finding time to record is another story.
Is another story, but I have Joe Primo with us today. He's just the sweetest husband and supporter. He
yes,
said
he
it's not about me, but I still would like to even, Joe, can you say hi to our listeners?
Hello, listeners.
He really exists. He's not a phantom husband. He's the wonderful, beautiful engineer. I recorded so many projects with
yes.
him. I recorded so many artists that I was developing. My daughter, she was 8 years old, I think, that Joe Primo first time recorded her song. And then she was recording until she was 16 or 15 with him. And I know she'll be recording more with Joe. And he's just one of those amazing guys that I know. The many years that you are together also, and the love for music, love for what you're doing. I know that he's right now walking with you. He's just the bestest fan of yours.
Is it I'm really lucky. I'm really lucky. You know, we met in the music industry, and we are still in the music industry after all these years, which is a great thing. And then also because of what I do in the fitness industry. Of course,
yeah.
after I did maybe 20 marathons. He said, okay, I'm on board. So now he has actually race walked 18 half marathons with me and my team believe.
And drinks wine?
Because the wine, I said, it must be really bad. I know. The Wine Country Half Marathon, they do not have wine on the course. That's the first thing everybody asks. It's up in Solvang and a wonderful event. And I had 27 people on the team this season. And the average age of the team this season was actually 57. How inspiring is that? And they've never done anything like that before. My motto is from the couch to the finish line, because I will do it. I will get you to a finish line, even if you've been on the couch eating bonbons.
Only if you put kielbasa in front of me, Polish kielbasa, I'll be walking.
Oh, yeah. So it's pretty exciting, you know, all of these different things. Every day is a brand new day for me. I'm also a hair and makeup artist and work in TV doing hair and makeup.
No, please, Chrissy, you are overwhelming. I need to put this in order. I will still say that Chrissy Lomax is first and foremost musician, singer, songwriter, rock girl.
Thank you.
Then very important part is the fitness part.
Yes.
And really important, because Chrissy, today is her first day that she said she's not working. First few hours that she took for herself, and I got her, you know, for LA Talk Radio, for Accent On. I'm so happy because she's just the most positive human being and full of energy. Everybody thinks that I have energy. You need to meet Chrissy. And then, then we have... do you hairdresser, makeup artist? You are coaching people how to sing in the studio. We'll say a little bit about Joe Primo, because he recorded the biggest stars in the world. You know, he really, really is very talented engineer in working with big studios, and one of them, Blue Moon, is not far away from us. Anyway, and then you are cook. This is why I love Chrissy so much. Her cheesecakes. Are crazy.
I know. People do know me for my cheesecakes.
Okay, I don't know how, you don't get it. Because I have from time to time really important, very nice chefs. And I have great guests who are giving me slowly their recipe. Because I really think that we'll create a book from my guests.
That
I call
great.
Accent on a accent, people, you know, who have talent and accent on cooking. That's what will be. And a lot of good chefs, but a lot of private people like you. And you are almost professional, because you also create.
Well, I will help you do that. I have published my own cookbook years ago to raise money for cancer research.
Okay,
so
we are in a business, woman.
We will do that. Yeah,
then
we will
I
do
want
that.
Your cheesecake, because this cheesecake... It will not kill you, will make you survive the hardest moment of your life, and you will just look forward to just opening your refrigerator and say, yes, Chrissy's cheesecake is there. It's just amazing. You cook so beautifully.
Oh, you're
and
so,
so
kind.
Tasty. And tell me, is your cooking healthy, or you just go after taste?
It depends what the occasion is. I do go for taste, and I go for the best choices to not, you know, raise our cholesterol, make us get fat. I do everything possible to keep the recipes. I don't think you have to cook with high fat to make it gourmet. You can still cook healthy, and it can still be gourmet. Now, the cheesecake, Ilona, that's another story.
That
you don't even think about that.
Healthy cheesecake.
You just kind of have to pretend it's sugar-free and fat-free and go for it. You know, like that's the only way it
is. Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
But I do put fruit on it sometimes.
Oh,
so
honey.
You know, it's an illusion.
And I hope, do you have a picture of your cheesecakes?
Oh, we do have pictures of my cheesecake, yes.
Then, you know, I would like to post the cheesecake on my website.
Yes.
And obviously, I will be putting links to anything that you will give me on Accent On, and people just can learn if there's a recipe for people to download, or if you want to talk to people, or just, like I say, my dream is end of the year, I will put a very cool list of friends that were part of Accent On, and we'll give all our listeners and whatever we can raise money with this book.
That's
we'll
great.
We'll bring wonderful pictures.
Absolutely.
And just some good food and story behind why we
Absolutely.
Think this type of recipe is the perfect. Then I already posted my Polish pierogi and stuff like that.
Oh,
then, you know, I know.
I can't
people
live
love
without pierogies, I'm telling you, yeah.
Okay.
The best.
Then I think we covered a little bit the question of hairstyle. Tell me hairstyle. I have very, very good, wonderful people who just talk about makeup and hairstyle. They're very professional. And I know that you look gorgeous today.
Oh,
you had
thank
blonde
you.
Hair. Now you have very short, like end of your hair is a little chopped. I know it's not you who did this.
Right.
But tell me, why do you think you can help people to look great?
Well, it's really, I do makeup as the main main event. When I'm hired as a makeup artist doing makeup and hair. So I'll do updos and you know, get everybody's hair looking good. I grew up in a beauty salon.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in a beauty salon. Okay. And I started assisting my mother.
It.
Yeah, my mother was a hairdresser. So because that was her business, I had no choice. After school, I had to go help her with her business. So
I love it.
That's when I started working in her shop when I was about 12 years old. And I really enjoyed it, and I was really good at it. So she sent me to get education on becoming a makeup artist and doing all that. And I actually had my own clients when I was about 16 years old.
I can imagine that. You know, so
it was the kind of thing. Yeah, and my mom always said, she said, you know, if you have this talent of hair and makeup, you will always have work.
Yeah.
She said, because women always want to get their hair and makeup done. And although it's not a main thing I do, it's a real sideline thing I do, mostly for infomercials right now. It's still something I love to do. And it's just been a lot of fun and fun to teach people how to do it too.
But, you know, and we are like cute jumping because obviously I say you have your image when you are going on a stage.
Right.
And I know you are with guitar. I know you just have band. Sometimes you have your own band.
Sometimes
you have wonderful
solo.
People, sometimes solo.
Yeah.
And I would like people also know a little bit about why your music is what we hear. Why this music is this way. Why you chose this style of music. I know it's a little throwback to 80s, 90s, which I still believe is the best time mm-hmm. for the rock bands, you know, and the best rock songs were composed there. And then, and you are influenced or you grow from the 80s, okay? And you're keeping going the style. And do you think you are also having taste for 2013? And why do you think your style changed? And if changed from 80s to 2013, what new you brought to your way, how you compose and how you arranged? And maybe arrangement is different because vocals, I think we cannot escape of who we are and
the way we sing.
The way we sing, we can improve a little bit, but or be changed. But what do you think is different between how you compose in 1980s and now?
I think the passion when I listen to myself with some early songs I wrote, like when I was 13 years old, even, and I can still play them now. To be honest with you,
they sound the same. Or
they pretty well. I have my structure I use when I'm writing songs that feels natural for me. I always like to insert a nice bridge. Some songs just cry out for a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Some songs cry out for organ. So everything, you know, I think the song just dictates the way it's going to be produced in the end. But my songwriting, I don't really think it has changed that much, to be honest with you.
And that's what I'm saying.
And I'm not really, I love listening to all kinds of music, whether it's rock, whether it's jazz, progressive rock, whether it's some country artists. All of it, you know, kind of feeds into what you're writing at the moment, I think. But in the end, when you get right down to it, don't you think, Joe? I think my songs kind of still are the way they are. It's definitely, I would say, well, every songwriter would say that. It's my own style.
This is a lot of people try very hard to change style, and I think this almost always fails. I like this idea because I think if people start recognizing the style and the way how you sing and your vocal color, because your voice is really unusual.
Thank you so much. I really love rock ballads.
Yes.
And
big,
you know, my
strong
favorite
songs.
Rock ballad that I wrote is on my last CD called "Am I Still." And
okay, can we hear you a little bit singing? You don't need to, but if you want a little two lines. Okay, I know.
I wouldn't know which part to sing of.
Any sound. Maybe bridge or maybe just your voice is just anything that you want. I want people to hear your voice live. Would you like?
Live, okay. Just the other day, I can feel your heartbeat a million miles away. Can this all be real? The fire that I feel. Am I still in love with you?
Oh.
It's a cherry out ballad.
Good. I don't know if you didn't overblow, you know, our radio.
I hope I didn't bat this thing out here.
I'm so happy you did because your voice is bigger than life and emotions that you put
Thank
in
you.
A way how you sing. just really overwhelming. It's just beautiful. You gave me chills.
Thank you, Ilona. You know, we've all got it in us. You know, we all totally have it in us. And I think it's just finding that key to unlock your own passion about it. You know, I had a lot of fighting to do for my life to get back to where I was. And I mean, what happens is I end up doing so much. And that's why I sound like a crazy lady. What do you mean? Like if I meet somebody and they'll say, oh, yeah, I do makeup and hair for TV. Oh, yeah, I'm a Pilates instructor. Oh, yeah, I'm a marathon. Like, they think I'm nuts. But you know what? It's true. I do all that stuff.
I swear to God, I know
it's hard. I will see that they're hiring at Bed Bath & Beyond and wonder, how am I going to fit into that into my schedule?
You know, we don't let you.
That looks like fun.
No. Yes, because you're amazing to talk to people.
You know what? Life is short, and I've learned that. I have really learned that, if not from my experience, from losing my mother when she was only 40 years old to cancer, to losing so many loved ones, from my cousin who was 14 to cancer. I mean, life is short, so I've learned it over and over and over again, so that I try to do everything possible.
Yes, you are living proof that you can do it if you want to. You can live your life to the fullest, because you do, and you really are professional in every corner. Everything what you touch, this is not like, oh, today for 20 minutes I am this person. You have everything scheduled, you do, you work, you do these things so professionally, and you live and breathe in time.
Wow, you are really, really, can I put you in my back pocket and take you with me when I go?
Yes,
I'm worked so hard to help other people believe in themselves every day, and sometimes you have doubt in yourself.
No, you need to hear from people. Yeah. And especially, you know, people know you maybe from one side, when you walk with them and you just take care of their health and bring them to life. In a way, they know you from this side. They always know that you are a singer because they know you. They start to wanting to know you, and you are a beautiful spokesperson to about everything what you do. And then, of course, you are so bright. You are a special human being. And I will come back to Joe. I know that the husband, what he can say, I love her so much. I know. You know that I saw them walking, and they kept their hands when they came to me, and it's many years they are married, and just breaks my... No, breaks. I will say it makes me happy, because it's not breaking my heart. Breaks in my heart for people who don't have that. But it makes me happy to see that love survives. And you both are creating beautiful world for each other. Joe, you know, if you can come for 1 second. I just want people a little bit know about how good engineer you are. I know that I don't want to put you in a spotlight and say, why do you love your wife? You can say 2-3 lines. Why do you, first you tell me, why do you love Chrissy so much?
Well, mainly because she gives so much to other people, including myself. And she's always there.
Thank you. Don't make me cry now.
This is like, listen, people, the shortest line that somebody can describe, she's always for somebody else, she's always for her husband, she's ready to help everybody. I know that's the truth. And you know what? They both are so happy. And it's not how much you give, oh gosh, and what I will get in return. I think Chrissy never asked how much will come back to her. I think she just does.
Yeah, but I don't think my head's going to fit out the door when I leave here today.
I know, I will make my door wilder for you.
Whew,
if you want
good
to.
Thing.
Don't worry.
Holy smokes.
And Joe, you have your beautiful career. You're a great engineer, and you just help so many artists to sound great. You are so special also in the studio, because you make session flawless, fast. You are quiet. When you give somebody opinion, and mostly you try to not do that, but if somebody really pushes you, you will tell short way, but you for sure will give them perfect advice, what to improve, why you think this way, and especially your engineering skills. Just, you know, like when people do their typings and you see their fingers going in so fast, you and computer is one body. It's a one body, you know, and not only computer, because you have also ability to work on a board, analog boards, big boards. You record artists, big orchestras, jazz artists, big bands. You record everybody. Can you give us few names? And I want also your link that people can maybe find out a little bit more about Joe if they feel like it. Okay, can you give us some names of artists that you recorded?
You know, I mean, a lot of it was... You know, back in Canada, I worked at a rock studio, so So it was all the bands of the day in the 80s up in Canada, like Helix, was hard rock bands, Anvil. There was a recent documentary with them. But a lot of it was just, you know, where I came from, it was learning in the studio as an assistant. Nowadays, you go to a recording school and you learn it there and you have to know so many things. I sort of learned, been doing it so long that I learned as things came out. You know, so as something was introduced to the industry, you sort of learned it. So you just got all these skills. When computers came out, I had to get on board with that. But, you know, a lot of it is just knowing how to act in the studio.
Yes.
And, you know, an artist comes in there to record something. It's a very personal thing for them. The last thing they need is the engineer throwing in their 2 cents worth. If it's asked, then by all means. But, you know, you're trying to make it so that they don't really notice what's going on.
Yeah, you are amazing about that. Again, it sounds, you know, like I'm pricing you and Chrissy, but to find people like both of you is just not easy. I think that's why artists come back over and over and requesting Joe, you know, behind console, because we love you for that. You, not only you are really amazing what you do, your name is in so many CDs, very highly priced CDs. You are having the charming style about you in a studio. And we appreciate this very, very much.
Thank you.
Yes, and you know, and you have crazy artists also, tough artists like me sometimes, because I came from Europe with funky accent. I know my sessions sometimes, they were very, very tough. Also, I was bringing sometimes very young, I call them students of mine. I was coaching them. Now they're 18, 20, and they're in the music business, in films, and many, many. But many years ago, you were recording 11 or 10 years old girls or 12 years old girls, and you treat them like they are the most precious things. And I know that they will never forget the first session, because you made the session so important for them, so serious, like they are equal to any star who enters the studio. And I think that's, for many years, I think I recorded maybe 50 artists with you. I will never go to another studio, never will go to another engineer. When I can have you, I always have you, because you make this memorable and so important in people's life. This is the stamp that artists need to be treated with respect. And again, that's who you are.
Yeah, they want to be comfortable in the studio. They want to feel that they can do their job or create their music. And if you're getting in the way, or if you're having a hard day, and they're witnessing you having problems with technical issues, then it takes them out of their moment. So you got to make it as flawless and just be there and anticipate. You know, you're always, you're listening with two ears. You're listening to what's coming up 10 minutes from now. It's like, okay, I heard somebody say something about a guitar thing. So you got to be looking ahead. Okay, let's make sure that's ready to go. And so that when they turn around to do it, you're ready to go. You just say, okay, let's play.
Keep everything in your head. You see everything on computer. You remember where bad notes happen. You remember when bad things happen. You make this so fast. I want people to understand that recording is very, very not easy. And that having just good engineer is like amazing driver. Just get you there, always safe. And
yeah, it's half technical and half social, really. You have to be a diplomat sometimes. When you're dealing with a band in the studio, like next week we're working with Tower of Power. You've got 10 guys in the band.
Yeah.
So everyone's got their own issues, and they're all coming up to you at different times saying, oh, I need this, can you get this, and how about this? So you have to be, you know, cordial and make sure everyone's happy and they can just do their thing and they feel that they're getting the attention from you. So it's, you know, you're sort of juggling things, but then you get into everyone, you know, you fall into a workflow after a few days where then all of a sudden you get a vibe going and then personalities start to come out. And you know, like I say, there's 10 guys in a band. That's 10 egos in the room.
Yes,
you
know,
you have to figure out, okay, who's who needs more attention, who's okay. It's all those kind of things.
And so, you do this very well, very well. And if you can drop names, we like dropping names. Two or three bands, you know, the great artists that you have.
Well, I used to work a lot with Johnny Gill. He used to be in a band called New Edition. And Cher, I mixed a record for Cher.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been working with REO Speedwagon for the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, and you've worked with Tom Jones, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tom Jones. We did a session once with Tom Jones and Kiki D.
Oh, hello.
Doing a vocal, and it was one of the fastest vocal sessions I ever did. They both sang live. They were in and out in, I don't know, maybe it was 45 minutes.
I cannot believe.
And Lee Ritenour.
And Lee Ritenour. I've done some work with Lee
as
well.
And I co-wrote a song with Lee Ritenour.
Look at you. Yeah, you know, then again, their life together is very fascinating. They have their own beautiful jobs. They have the same love for the music. They come back home and food is amazing. I know how well you
Well, we're you know who we're going to have to invite for dinner now, right?
Yeah, so, I know. Please.
Okay, we'll get the date on the calendar.
And thank you so much, Joe. I'm coming back to Chrissy. We heard the first song that was called
This Is My Life. I actually wrote it when I was coming up on a momentous birthday, and I just thought, you know what? Life doesn't always turn out the way you thought it was going to 30 years ago. Things change along the way. You know, who knew that I would be fighting for my life? All these things change. We make decisions and choices that, you know, maybe we thought it was the good, right thing to do at the time. Maybe now looking back, not so good. But
that's your life.
So I kind of wrote it about that. You know, what I say isn't always what I mean. What I get isn't always what I asked for. What I've learned isn't always what was taught. And what I've paid for isn't always what I bought. You know, but there was one thing when it came down to everything in my life, when I thought about this, everything in my life, one thing that I did make the right choice in and one thing that did work out the way I wanted to, and that was marrying Joe 24 years ago.
We love you, Joe. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you because you are worth it. Of course, Chrissy's love, and you are a very special human being. You both are so special. I will be repeating that. Happy people are possible. They can live together
forever.
Oh, you're
too cute.
And they really are really happy and smiley, and they live their life their own way. And you know what? They don't care. They do their own ways, and I love these things about them. Second song.
It's called When We Were Pirates. Now, it's not something I think about myself, like, gee, when I was a pirate.
I don't want to add these things to your life. I want to be a pirate, Joe.
I'll tell you how it came about, because it's pretty funny how things come together. Here I go again, sounding like a crazy lady. I was an ambassador and a leader for Weight Watchers North America for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I led motivational lectures across the Los Angeles County area, from Sherman Oaks to Ojai, Ventura, Simi Valley, Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks, all over. And I did that for 10 years, and I love it because I love to help people achieve goals and be the best they can be, as we already talked about. So blah, blah, blah. Anyway, one of my Weight Watcher members way back when, she said, you know, oh, well, if I ever get married, will you come to the wedding? I said, you know what? If you get married, I will do your hair and makeup, and I will sing you down the aisle. not thinking that one day she would call me on it, you know. Well, she did. She called, Chrissy, I'm getting married to my high school sweetheart. And I said, wow, unbelievable. She's like, remember what you said to me?
God.
And I said, yes, I do. I will do that. Because, you know, of course, being a singer-songwriter since I was a kid and family getting married, I wrote specific songs to sing for people's wedding services. And I have a better national rate, the better divorce rate than the national average, I'll tell you, because less people got divorced that I sang weddings for.
Woo!
If that makes sense. Anyway, so the bottom line was the wedding was in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, that's fine. My dad lives in Phoenix, so we'll go there. So it ended up being a whole weekend thing, and I did her hair and makeup and the wedding party hair and makeup and got my guitar, and it was in this big, beautiful chapel within a big hotel, and I sang them down the aisle and sang during the service and that. Well, one of the bridesmaids, or actually I think it was the maid of honor, came up to me afterwards and said, do you have any more of your music? I really like your voice and your songwriting, and I'm working on a movie. I said, really? Yeah, right, you know. So I gave her some CDs, and then we communicated over the next few months, and she was working on a movie with Jimmy Hanks, who is Tom Hanks' brother.
Yeah.
And she actually was one of the writers of this story because it was her life.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were children in this story of her life, they played pirates.
Okay.
And so that's where this comes from.
A
and it's story. And it's a movie about a group of kids that grew up together and through the years of their lives. And so When We Were Pirates is thinking back of when they were children. So I took on the challenge and with her co-wrote a ballad. She wrote mostly the lyrics for this ballad for the movie. And then I just asked if I could have the script, because I knew they didn't have a title track yet. And I took the script home and wrote it. And then I was driving to train a client in Ventura. And I'm driving in the car thinking of the story of the script that I just read. And bang, it came to me, the song. And I kept singing it in my head. And I had it. It all just came to me like flooding in,
meant to be,
like a tidal wave. And I ran home. I picked up the guitar. I wrote it out. I sang it out. I called Joe at the studio and I said, can you listen to something for a minute? He said, yes. And I played it for him. And it was like I had the bridge there, everything. And he said, I like it. And it was, that was unreal. Because he never says, I like it right away.
It's better tough to
never says, I like it right away. You know, so I was really excited. And he came home and we got it recorded. And the song is called, after the movie, the title track, When We Were Pirates.
Now
and you can check out everything about this movie that is still in the makings. Because, you know, these things don't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And that is, the website is whenwewerepiratesthemovie.com. And you can read about the movie, and hopefully it gets going soon, because I'm really excited for the two songs that I have in it.
And
at
we
this
have two
point.
Premieres and on
yes.
and on.
So
and
this song, When We Were Pirates, is I'm planning to, this to be on my next CD as well.
Okay, let's listen to this song.
When we were pirates. Looking out at the sea, what does it mean? All the places that I've been bring me back to you. Crying out, asking you, where have you been? What have you seen that reminded you to come on back to me? Reminded me that dreams come true. It's been so long, but I still look back to a treasure past where fantasies were real, no one knew.
We're
story behind the song. I know that people would love to have a chance to listen to our great conversation, because you really have nice, nice life and you talk beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
And you just can bring us to, you know, and give us an answers for many, many things that maybe we need to find answer for.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have very important website that you want people to know.
Oh, yes. Well, my team Believe, which is my half marathon and marathon team, for all ages, shapes, and sizes, I take people from the couch to the finish line. Like I mentioned, last season, the youngest was 14, the oldest was late 60s. The average age was 57, and everybody finished. And it's such a life-changing experience to actually walk 13.1 miles, cross the finish line, and get a medal around your neck. It's wow. Really, really empowering.
How many people?
I had 27 people last season.
And they start when? From where to where?
This last season was up in wine country in Solvang area.
Oh, I love
but the
Solvang.
Next, oh, me too. It was good. And the next season is the Malibu Half Marathon, right local.
Oh, wow.
And it starts at Point Magoo, Point Zuma, and ends at Zuma Beach.
Okay.
Well, now we have a new Point Zuma.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's all on the PCH. You see dolphins. It's the most beautiful event. And I always have Team Believe there. And I am going to be taking registrations in the next couple weeks for that event. We train every Sunday morning in Westlake Village or Thousand Oaks area. And I will take people from 2 miles to 13.1 miles crossing that finish line in 12 weeks.
Wow. And repeat the website.
The website for my marathon team is called www.myteambelieve.com. It's all one word, myteambelieve.com.
And I would love again to let people know how to find more about you, which, yes, link we will give.
Well, my name is Chrissy Lomax, and that's C-H-R-I-S-S-Y, last name, L-O-M-A-X, ChrissyLomax.com is my website. And I'm on Facebook, too.
And obviously, you have so many songs. People can find you on iTunes. And
absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
Because your music is just so
real. Thank you. I really
so
appreciate
gorgeous.
That.
And you will be back, because we need to talk about cheesecake a little bit more.
Well, you know, next time I come, I'm going to have to bring my guitar,
yes.
Play you some live songs.
I'll be eating.
And bring you a cheesecake while you're listening.
And then you will advise us how to lose weight, sign for your walk.
That's right.
Yes, and then we'll find out how to cook healthy.
And then we'll do a Pilates core workout.
And maybe we'll create a song that everybody, whoever wants to have one line, and we'll try to make
right.
it.
Right.
And then you'll take care of our
image. Yeah, image. Then when you're all sweaty and you can shower, I'll blow dry your hair and do your makeup and you'll be good to go.
And I somehow believe that we'll be all singing live soon, because I'm planning a very good event for charity also.
Awesome.
And yes, then
I'm in.
We are in, and we'll be singing our hearts out, and I will be talking about this a little bit more soon. Then for right now, we need to say bye-bye. Joe Primo, we love you.
Thank you so much,
Ilona. Chrissy Lomax, I love you. You both are great friends and great human beings, and I would love to have you back. And I will finish, like always, Accent On with Easy Come, Easy Go, officially on Facebook, on Ilona Europa. I post that this is my official seven mixes for the song, and is going to radio promo in June. Hi, Harry Towers. Thank you so much for helping to promote the song. Easy come, easy go. Bye-bye.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time.
Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.